Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is this it? Are we doing it? To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson and with brand new microphones.
I know. Well, you two have got new ones.
It's hump day with Swanee and friends, Dane Swan, Smith, Richards.
God, you sound brilliant.
Woo.
Woo.
How are you, Dane?
You're not bad, thanks.
We can hear his clearing of throat. And
No, I didn't do that this morning. His throat's clear.
Great.
Did we come from training?
No. I'll do some other. Couldn't be bothered. A solid carnival week, you know, so I'm just sort of catching up on sleep. So I'm just about there, I think.
Kids letting you sleep, are they?
Well, I thought Taylor let me sleep till 7.
That's nice of her.
Yep. Yeah. Training starts at 7, so I was a bit. Yeah, so I would have been late for that. Yeah. So I'll do some at home later.
Yep.
Yep.
While you're minding the kids?
While Taylor's minding the kids, yeah.
But you're there as well, so like equal share in parenting.
Maybe while they're asleep or Tate's asleep.
Yep.
Up there.
Is today a work day for you?
Do 4 hours of. Hours of training upstairs while there's a couple of games of basketball
right,
going on.
Right, yeah, yeah. Multitasking. Yep. Good for you.
Yep.
So today's not a work day for you.
Well, tomorrow. What do you call this?
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
It is work. We put it in.
And parenting's full-time work.
It sure is.
Yep.
So well, as we all know.
Absolutely.
So I'm working around the clock. So tomorrow is boots on the ground work.
Right.
Yep.
With KPI.
Plug your computer in.
KPI.
KPI.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Plug your computer in.
Yeah, no, still hasn't
check
turned
emails.
On. Yeah, absolutely. Now we've got these things. We've got these wonderful things these days called phones that we can check emails on.
But that means people can find you too. It's good. Every upside has a downside.
That's why I don't have an Apple Watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that mean you have, what's that mean?
Okay.
Well, because if you've got your watch on, people can always find, unless you go, oh, fuck, I left my phone at home, or right. My phone's on silent in the room, or I'm having dinner with kids. So,
How often do you actually leave your phone at home?
When I don't want to be found. No, I've still got it.
Just don't answer it.
Yeah, if you're just brushing people, you're like, fuck, sorry. I've been with the kids. I haven't had a chance to look at my phone. But if you've got an Apple Watch, all you have to do is look down at your wrist. Mm. So that is point. That is one way of avoiding people if you want.
Do you leave the house without your phone? Are you one of those people
I've got a watch.
Well, but are you one of those people that when you leave the house, you just go phone, keys, wallet, and you walk out? Or do you bring like a satchel with like your whole life with you?
What would you think, Sam? My whole life.
I could see him in a Louis fucking strap, like just sitting across there. Yeah, absolutely.
Dane just comes in with that every time, whereas I've got my fuck knows what's in that bag, but I have to have it with me at all times.
Yeah.
So we just have to address something off the top from last show.
Okay.
Well, bumped into Stewie, one of our great listeners at a gig.
Did you see it in the end?
Well, here's the thing. So he said, "I'm just a bit confused because you did part one." But it's not part one if there's no part two.
This is so true. Thank you, Stewie.
So what happened? How come we didn't do part two?
Well, someone was a bit busy. Or did that end up turning up?
So we recorded it at Jab TV,
yeah,
which is Zed's building, and he said, I'll come in at 9:30
yeah,
to do part two. So hence we were saying this was part one.
Yeah.
And we didn't do a part two.
How long did you wait?
Firstly, Sam, when I said to Dane, do you want to go in and check your meds ready? How, what was his reaction?
Yeah, no.
Must have been a stern meeting he was in.
It did go over time slightly, didn't it? I mean,
how interested was Dane in going in to ask Ed if he's ready?
On a scale of not at all to interested, he didn't even look up from his phone.
Did you see him?
No, well, I gave up about 10:15 and he rang it.
Well, that's not bad. That's 45 minutes you've waited.
About 11. And I
rang at 11?
But he rang.
Oh, at least he rang.
He didn't ring me.
Yeah. No, we said to pass on his apologies.
Okay,
to
yeah. That's right.
And I'm not going to give up a confidence, but also I can't really remember what it was. But he was doing something involving saving the world or running the country. Yeah. And he told me. And I just started laughing. He said, what? Yeah, well, of course you are.
Yeah.
But what? That was a priority over talking shit to us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah. So that's what we
don't apologise much. But
do we have a part two today?
And then, yeah.
Are they going to come?
Or my old radio mate, who's got some Ed stories, Sergio Paradise is going to do part two.
Okay,
he's
got
a book out. Steve Marshall was his real name, but known forever as Sergio Paradise to me. So that's why. So did you go to the races?
Yep. Yeah, no, I went.
Work?
Bit of both.
Yep.
Yep. Yep, that was in Sydney for mate's 40th on Oaks Day, but it's a big well. Obviously, you
it's
do
a good
you,
day to miss.
Yeah, yeah. Did you? Oh, we had a bit of a bet, but did you get to enjoy it, or are you flat out?
Only well, it's only results driven. I enjoyed if the results are good, and well, I don't enjoy if the results.
How did they go?
I enjoyed it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you break out those sunnies again?
The new sunnies. I changed sunnies, and so far we're 2 for 2 with those sunnies. Are they John Lennon types? I don't know, but
yeah.
Definitely not.
Whatever they are, that's what I'm wearing until.
Yeah, you look like you're about to go skiing. Win. Definitely a Melbourne supporter.
No, they're the big ones. Yeah. I'll change to little ones for our Insta story.
Okay.
So if you want my tips on race morning, you go to the Insta story.
And yeah.
I did well on Cup Day and Final Day.
Right.
So they stay on.
Okay.
Because you don't believe in karma except if it's fucking
working. Yeah, correct. Yes, exactly. Did you say you went all right?
Yeah.
What was your best for the punters?
For our punters or my punters?
Both. Give the people who maybe want to join in,
Pride of Jenny on the first day was...
Yeah, we back that.
Enormous. Did you back it?
Yeah, only because we hadn't had a winner all day. My cousins who I was betting with, mum's name's Jenny. We go, fuck it, we might as well try something different.
Look, I approach it from a different way, but it doesn't matter.
And so I followed it up on stakes day. So
and I didn't.
Did you? That's the only, and the only reason why I did is I backed it last time. I was back it this
That's
time.
It?
So
yeah.
We couldn't back a winner before derby on the day. It was a fuck it. We might as well. Then we put all our winnings. Because it was the Ollie's race in the last of the folks put it all on him
and gave it back.
Yes. So we're in front of a fair bit for about 35 minutes.
But for those who don't follow it, Pride of Jenny was leading by 10 lengths on the home turn.
Yeah.
And just wins. That's an exciting way to watch a race.
Yeah. Value for money.
Your box would have been jumping, assuming you weren't.
Yeah.
Assuming you weren't out the back box.
I wasn't on the fence with the. The public, no.
Where were we?
No, I was in. That's when I was working with KPI. I was inside the track on the winning post.
Oh, yeah,
there.
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
Working.
It was good.
Saw a few people there.
Yeah.
Inside the man of the people.
Yeah. No, I was.
Are you mingling?
It's a big week. If you rip in or Saturday, then you got public Christmas Eve. You got
okay.
Well, it's Christmas Eve for some people.
Exactly.
Melbourne Cup Eve, which is a big night in Melbourne. Then you got Cup Day, then you got Oaks Day, then you got Stakes Day. Now, I didn't do all five of those days because I have children. And they ruin the next day. They ruin a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's the biggest week of the year if you set your sights on it and you come in.
How'd you find getting out of there?
We had a boat the first day, so that was all right.
Of course we did. You're right.
Pardon?
You're
right. KPI spares no expense for its clients.
Mm.
Yeah, so if you want to...
What about for its staff?
No, your staff gets a roll on too, yeah. So if you're looking for work and or you're a builder and you want to... Mate, these are the things you're afforded. Yeah. And then one of the other days I had a driver who met me in the middle. So I was all right. Yeah. Well, you got to pay the same way either. Like a driver or a fucking taxi, you end up... All those blokes at the front, you end up paying double anyway because you're like, get me out of here tonight, and they go, give me $200 and you're like, fuck it, you just like just to get out because yeah, it's a nightmare.
Be organized.
Yeah, so you, yeah, got to be organized.
Have you ever taken a helicopter?
Yep, a couple of times.
Yeah, then you're amongst the elite, particularly on Instagram.
So it's a pain in the ass.
It's all a pain in the ass.
Yeah, the boat is probably the better way because like you can still have a drink and life if you're entertaining because at least you can still talk to people and like you know have a beer. You know, it takes half an hour to get back to the Docklands or wherever you're going. So it's probably the better way to do it because you're all still together. Helicopter, you're two by two and, you know, and it's a bit more dangerous up in the air, I'd say. Like,
being
you know,
Kobe Bryant fan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if there's treacherous weather about, like they can't go. And so a boat or a bus, I think, with everyone is probably the easy way. But the bus, you're fucking stuck in traffic. So
There's a list I never thought I'd be able to put together, but Dane has done it for the people.
There's not much traffic in the water.
Way. And did you suit up or a bit of short wear?
No, I had to suit up. Yeah, yeah. Was the dress code only for Cup Day? Because I didn't go to Cup Day. I said I
was for the week. It's
now, oh, is it? It's now a thing.
You can go the dress short.
I don't particularly have a problem with that.
Sam?
Girls can wear whatever the fuck they want, so why can't men?
Yeah, yes. No, you can. I just think it looks shit.
Okay, well, that's a fair... Well, that's different, yeah.
Yeah. It's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's different.
Particularly amongst the races where the majority of people, because this dress code's only just come in, the majority of people would be wearing long pants.
Yes.
You just look like a bit of a dick.
It was marketing genius, though.
Oh.
Because...
Absolutely.
Caused that argument.
Stir, yeah.
Vince McMahon saw.
Oh, well, if it's 40 degrees... Like, do you have to still wear a jacket?
Yeah.
I think when it gets to 35, they say men can take their jackets off.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice of them, isn't it? Yes, exactly. Yeah. I've never been a big fan of wearing a suit anyways. It is. So.
It must be uncomfortable.
It sucks. Absolutely sucks. Well, I dress for comfort.
You should think of men more often.
Well, I do. Exactly. I try to.
What do we have to go through?
I wear suits a lot for work. Just
there's not many of us left anymore. They're fucking few and far between us, men.
Those who identify as.
Yeah.
They're not comfy. They're not comfy at the best of times. And then add in a bit of weather. Fuck. And if you've got a
lot. I've seen you wear the odd fucking suit sort of thing.
That's what I'm saying. I wear suits all the time. They're not comfortable.
No, they're not.
Not even tailored ones. They're not comfy. I wouldn't say they're comfortable clothes.
Yep.
And then you add some weather in there or some like, oh, fuck, I've got to get to those traffic lights.
You're sweating and you get some chafe. Yeah. And yeah.
It's not ideal. And then you add it fucking tight. Why? Mm. Who designed that? Looks great. Fucking. Not for comfort.
I wore the dress short.
Of course you did.
No.
Was that why? What made you come to that decision?
I just felt like it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Did you think I'm a part of this crowd?
So, of course, because I wore it, you got to put it on the Instagram.
Do you go all 4 days?
I don't go on any day.
Okay. So, what, you wore dress shorter than the home?
No, I had a gig at the the two places that are renowned for their formal wear, Flemington Members and the Notting Hill Hotel.
Okay, yeah.
So, correct.
Yeah. Anyway, so someone said because I wore white New Balance shoes, I get a comment saying you're wearing the brothel stompers.
Are they brothel stompers, are they?
What are brothel stompers?
I'll imagine
am I that old?
Yeah.
I like the way we both looked at Dane. What are brothel stompers?
But I know, well, I just would guess it's, I don't know, shoes you stomp around a brothel in.
Well, yeah, I know, but why would that be associated with?
I've got no idea. Ask the Wiz.
Yes.
Ask the Wiz, is it?
He's providing a career path for former athletes.
Exactly. He's going well, the Wiz. What's that? He needs a business partner.
Amongst others.
Yes.
From that
era.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Probably won't go there.
So do you take a week off now? Or do you straight back into it for the people on Saturday? Where are they racing Saturday?
Caulfield. It'll be a good Caulfield meeting. And then I'll have the following weekend off.
Yeah.
Because it's Cranbourne Cup Day. And
yeah.
Good luck to everyone at Cranbourne. I'll just have an RDO,
okay.
Which is nice.
Good for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, Glenn Maxwell got you a bit excited in your jumpers.
And you know what? This is an indication of Dane's tweets. I read his tweet. I didn't notice it, the actual event, but I read his tweet the next morning and I thought, either Glenn's had a fucking shocker or he's had a perler. So I had to check it out because I couldn't tell if you're being satirical.
Yeah.
No, is that your first ever cricket non-gambling related tweet?
Yeah. Yes, it's while so confused.
Wow. Oh, no. Did you have a bit of math science about it?
They're $1.14 in a multi.
No.
Well, they're $1.14. Yeah. I was just, mate, takes it from $4 to $4.60. Like, beautiful.
Do you reckon they were $1.14 after about 15 overs or whatever it was?
No, I couldn't imagine. No, that's when I went to bed.
Ah, so you woke up with a bit of morning glory.
Well, I thought I was gone, and I was like, "Hello." I've still got like 3 pending bets. I was like, "Fuck, what's happening here?" And I was like, "Tick." I was like, "What the fuck? Let me go to my phone." So who's made runs here? And it was quite remarkable. It was a fair innings. That's the best.
Fucking
like it saved one day cricket for at least a couple of days.
Yeah.
Like that's people. It's all people talk about. No, one, I wouldn't even know the World Cup. If I wasn't a gambler, I wouldn't even know the World Cup was on. Just when you're looking for like. You know, the NBA was on, then I put the fuck something on the cricket, something to put on the TV. Oh, cricket's on. Is it the World Cup? All right, we'll put this on. Does anyone really care about one days anymore?
World Cup, I do.
Yeah.
Do you? Talk about the public.
What's your, would you go T20 test one day?
It depends. Like, a good test match is good, but there's not many of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like.
You have to sit through the shit.
Yeah, exactly. But probably the. 2020s are the easiest to watch because there's a result
Big
in
Bash
like
or
hours.
International?
The Big Bash is good because it starts at 7, so you always just have a bet on something.
Does it ever enter your mind just to enjoy sport?
No, I can't do that anymore. Can't do it anymore. So gambling's ruined it for me.
Gambling's ruined it for you. Spoken like a true addict.
Well, gambling is ruined. I've gambled responsibly, of course.
Of course you do, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's always good to have it. And I just put a dollar on something just to keep myself entertained. What? Like I would never. Like I wouldn't watch.
How much do you have on that cricket game?
$2. I had it in a multi though, so
of course, $2 multi.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills fucked me yesterday, but.
But that's true, Sam. There's no reason to enjoy sport if you're not betting on it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I do not bet on sport, and I bet on it.
And you enjoy it.
I love it.
What's wrong with you?
I bet on TV. How long the ad break will go for? Who'll get divorced on reality TV? So I have to watch it like that.
Can't you just watch it and get your jollies off watching it?
Nah.
Like, how good's this? How exciting's this?
Have you caught any of the reality TV lately? I don't want to see my mum, your dad, passing.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen a bit of that.
I don't feel comfortable being in a relationship, in an old person relationship, being one half of an old person relationship. I don't want to watch TV people doing it.
Do you reckon your kids will like watching you and the missus have a pash?
Do you still have a pash, Ralph?
I'm thinking you need to be in the same room for that.
The sign of a good marriage is a TV in separate rooms.
To use my son's phrase, kill it with fire, I think would be the reaction. Boy. So what else we got to say? Before we get to our people, have you seen the Beckham documentary yet?
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
What was your takeaway?
Just how he's probably better than what you remember because you remember he's a...
As a player.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because of the magnitude of his celebrity. And, you know, you remember probably the bad incidents, the sending off, the missed penalty. Like, I think we realise how much he captained England for and how, like, good he actually was and how much he, you know, I think probably if you didn't know much about soccer, and I'm not a, I gamble on a Samantha to watch it, but, you know, if you're just a casual observer, you'd probably think he's more famous for his celebrity than he, you know, for being with Pyshaw and just for being extremely handsome than, and his haircuts probably than his actually footballing ability, but how much he worked on it and, so what surprised me was when he was in Madrid and they fucking said he wasn't going to play and he kept stayed there and trained when he was on. He's going to go to when he was going to the Galaxy and he just stayed on his own and trained on the side. Remember that part?
That's the last part. I haven't got the last part. There's 4 parts, yeah?
No, I don't know.
I've done 3.
Yeah, but it was, that part was also when he's basically banished. He said he's going to the Galaxy and all the big dogs in. Madrid said, no, he's banned. He'd never play here again. And they were going shit house. And he just stayed and trained on his own for like however many weeks or months. And then the player sort of said, we want him back. And he came back over and he obviously turned on him and they won the title. So it was remarkable.
What about the relentlessness of the media during that time? Oh, crazy. My fucking God. Have you seen the doco yet?
I've seen the first part. Yeah. I've got to catch up. But
during as you said, the kick in the World Cup.
Yeah. And you forget that they lost on penalties. So like, why don't you blame the blokes that missed the penalties? You know.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But
or the rest of the team for not getting them far enough in front before the penalties.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, who doesn't love a good sports stocker? Your man's just pulled one out, hasn't he?
He has, Robbie Williams. Have you seen a sports doco.
No.
It's on the top of my list.
Yeah, do you get one? Is it a cover band, tribute cover band? Like, you're belting out a couple of numbers for him?
No, I do follow him on social media. He's quite the disturbed cat, but he's entertaining. I do love him.
He's and Sly Sloan. I want to watch that one. Have you seen that?
No, I don't have time for a movie.
I know, you're flat out. Anyway.
I don't anything on my nose.
All right, from our people.
No, I was just going to say
how was Pride Round, by the way? Is amusing sort of photo that you posted up.
Of you two. Nice of you guys to come and support me at work.
Exactly.
The people quite enjoyed that picture, didn't they? Exactly. No, it was quite good. The Western Bulldogs do a good women's game day entertainment. There's always a lot going on at our home game, so it was good fun.
I'll tell you what, I had a couple of notes.
Yeah.
So one thing that what do you think about this? So I was at a bakery the other day.
A bakery?
Oh, like a sandwich shop slash, you know, where they sell...
Entran?
No. I'm not going to name it. It was out of my area. I was like a sit-down sort of... Had a meeting, got a sandwich and then had a sandwich finished up. And I was still a bit peckish. And I trained that morning, so I was like, I'm fucking going to treat myself. So I got up and I'm looking at their, you know, donuts or pastries, whatever it was. And what did I order? I was like, so I can't even remember, but it was like, give me the custard tart or an apple cake, whatever. And he goes, yep. I go, thank you. He goes, mate, you know what you need to try? You also need to try this donut. I was like, oh, fuck, all right, give it here. Give me the donut. He goes, mate, and he goes, I'll get this for you too. This is fucking beautiful. So I ended up giving me three, right? Put it away. Now, all I asked for was the first one. So, I don't know, $5. So I pulled out, you know, whatever, and he's like, that'll be $15.70. So he's charged me for all three of them.
It's called upselling, Dane.
Come on.
No, it's not. It's not called upselling, no. Sam. You've missed it.
He's given them to me.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
You're used to having things given to you, Dane Swan.
Thank you. No. That's the point. No. That's the point.
No, he's given them to me. He goes, you should try this. It's not, do you want one of these? It's if you should you try can say, this.
No, thank you. I don't want to try.
But that's shit in his face. He might
not necessarily. What if you don't like apples or whatever the second one he was offering you?
He could have given me shit on a sandwich. I went, okay, thanks, mate, because I'm polite and I would have taken it. Like that's not bueno.
You assumed that it was a free gift.
Gift
with purchase.
You can't go,
Dane Swan. Would you like this as opposed to Dane Bloke in the suburbs? Not playing footy anymore. Are you still relevant?
Mate, I go to a bar meat shop on Commercial Road every night, and they'll throw in a couple of extra potato cakes and like a spring roll. I don't fucking get charged for that. They do it for everyone. I might get one potato cake more, but like
cross your mind that he was throwing that in as Dane Swan the celebrity rather than
Dane Swan? I was with a customer who goes there, who works across the road, who goes there all the time.
Yep.
Like, you know, four times a week, and I was with someone else, so who's, you know, knows what they're doing. So I was like, all I wanted was me one fucking donut or whatever was that. And also I didn't want to eat too much. He's like, oh, mate, you should try these. These are great. I said, okay. And then he goes, and I'll give you this one too. Now that, you should try this and I'll give you that one.
Right.
Ain't fucking, would you, lot? You should purchase this.
Right.
If you're going to do that, you need to make it abundantly clear. What if I only have $4 on me? I didn't have my card. And I just seen the price. I was like, that's all I got.
He was just there to embarrass you.
You can't. And then you got to go, oh, fuck, sorry, mate. You're going to have to take those two back because I don't have the cash on me.
Yeah.
So I think it's.
Or he saw it was Dane's one and goes, this guy might have had a good carnival. He can afford.
No, this was before. It was just before the carnival. We hadn't been together for. we missed last week.
Right.
But
Sam, who came up with the phrase nothing for nothing?
A man by the name of Dane Swan. Nothing.
Well, they're not getting a shout out, let me tell you.
No. Is that why when I called them, you said you're not going to name them?
No, I'm not naming them. I'm not naming. Well, they should be named and shamed. I can't believe you're on their side. Can't believe you're on his side.
I'm just amused at the way you've taken it.
Yeah. Well, how would you have taken it? You would have taken it exactly like me.
No, I know I'm a nobody.
Does it? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So you have to transition to being.
It's not the point. That's not the point. It's
also depends it's on the wording. Person. Depends on the person. Like you can usually tell. Like there's some service stations that I go to when I go to get petrol. And I've clearly just come in a rush to get petrol, and they go $2 for $2 and try and offer me like.
Yeah, if he had said $3 for $10, I'm fucking like not these? Stupid. I understand. But we'd been conversing with him, and he'd come over, give us a couple of sausage rolls. on the house.
Oh, like, so you'd already had some freebies.
Yeah.
And you're expecting more.
I'll try this analogy, Sam. Tell me if I'm close. I go to see one of my best mate's brother, whose name's Michael. I go to see him at Chadson Mitsubishi, and he said, would you like to try this car? And I said, yes. I wouldn't expect that car for nothing.
No.
Whereas if someone else went there.
He would probably.
Cars are a bit different. Mate,
but Dane,
did you free car compared to a free donut?
Would you like to? Okay, would you like to try it? Yeah, would you like to try it means take it for a drive and see what it's like? So yes, you would be able to do that for free.
But you can't.
Would you like to have it? It's a bit different.
How do you test drive a donut?
Pardon? You whack it down. It comes out the other end when you do poos and wees
at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. So I stand with the fact that they should have been given to me for free, and I should have paid for the first one.
Perhaps if you were
clear
a local,
as day.
If you're a local, like, when, like,
doesn't matter if you're a fucker. Like, if you offer someone, I've asked for one, and if you go, would you like to try this? And you should have this one as well. That's delicious. Or this is my fucking specialty. Like, there was no in that 45 second conversation that I was paying for that, which I paid for in the end, and I ate them and they were delicious. But
all three.
But I shouldn't have paid for the last two. I just should not have. You shouldn't have. Don't offer them if you're not going to give them to me for free. Or at least I just give us $10, mate. I fucking paid out for every cent of those things.
Yep.
Of those pastries.
And he made his quota for the day.
Yeah, no, I get upsold a lot.
Oh, 100%.
So yeah. if a sommelier says, would you like to try this Grange? That's free, is it?
If you'd like to try it, yeah. Absolutely it is. If you'd like to try it.
Well, the drip in the glass
Can I try that? Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah, can I try it? See what it tastes
but
like.
But if they give you the whole glass, yeah. Dane, you got to pay for that.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
He's giving you the whole donut.
He didn't give you a slice of the donut.
If you like to try,
it wasn't a little sample basket at the front where you get a toothpick and just take it.
Yeah,
a sample.
That's exactly right. And what do they use? They would you like to try something? That's the wording they use. Do you want to try this this coom cheese?
You mean cheer?
Cheer cheese. Mm. Yeah. Would you like to try the Bega block?
Mm.
So that's would you like to try? Mm. It's not do you want? That's I'm wrong.
I don't know how you got through a cup week after experience. Okay?
It's been on my brain for a while.
Did they ask you if you you should have an extra pint with that? Did they ask you any? What was the wording at Flemington?
Well, I was in a marquee with a drink for free, so I doesn't.
Oh, so you didn't pay anyway.
Did you try it?
No, not at all. It didn't happen to you. He's not even to mock me.
From Jimbo.
$10 out and pound heavier.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
But your style is to finish it no matter what.
Finish what?
Well, a North Melbourne supporter called Sonia pointed out after watching your taste test on the jam donut.
Yeah.
Twisties.
Yeah, that shit ass.
What'd you finish with? I didn't like it. I finished the whole packet.
Yep.
Committed.
I bought them.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking let them go to waste.
No.
Speaking of the North Melbourne supporter called Sonia, I went to the AFLW on Sunday.
Did you? Who played North Melbourne, obviously?
Melbourne.
The final, when is the season starting or just finishing?
It's about to finish.
Just finishing.
It was the first week of the finals. Yeah. And
who is Collingwood in it? I should probably watch it. Are they in it?
The D's went there with one goal in mind.
Yeah.
And they kicked it.
Did they?
Is that the only one?
But I'm ching.
Better than we did last week.
No, just the one.
How did Collingwood go this year? No.
Don't,
the finals.
Yeah, I don't think they're.
No, not
they
good.
Did a lot. I could be wrong.
Are the men carrying them, are they?
Yep.
Don't.
What?
From Jimbo.
Well, the men are pretty good. They're obviously carrying the club.
Hey. Backtrack everything. Backtrack everything.
Are you right?
You may have won the premiership, but the D's, we won the Dr. McClellan Trophy.
Yeah, and the off-season, I think you guys have won the off season.
They certainly have.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Dr. McClellan Trophy is?
The Dr. McClellan Trophy.
Yeah.
The most Dr. McClellan, he would specialize in
medicinal cocaine.
I was going to say in rehab and drug fucking rehabilitation. So I'd say maybe you have between the men and women the most people who are drug fucked.
Oh, that new microphone picked that nice wheeze up, didn't it?
Is that correct?
You're lucky you don't have your earphones on, Dave.
You got the most amount of
stuck. You got the
You got the
most. Get that as a soundbite.
You got the most amount of people in rehab. Is that correct?
From Jimbo.
Well, why didn't get you told me the answer?
It's the most combined wins from the men's and women's team together.
Well, they got a medal for that.
A trophy.
That's it. Says
that. $1 million.
I'm done. That's
it. $1 million.
That's it. That's what? Ridiculous.
$1 million. The AFL give the club $1 million.
Okay. And how does that $1 million get split amongst the clubs? Is it percentage based on how the men's versus women's contributed to that total? Or is it an even 50-50? Or do we know what's the...
I don't know. I don't know that one.
Is that 80-20 to bump up the women's?
I dare say it's probably 50-50.
Well, is it... Listen, I'm new to the women's game.
Yep. Yeah. Hard to tell.
Is there there's a team in every club now, isn't there? There's 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, how many games do they play?
Pretty sure it's conferences. They play
10 rounds.
10 rounds. Yeah.
I would say there's a fair.
I don't think there is. I don't think we play Gold Coast Suns. Stand by, Corey.
Hang on.
One of us in this room.
Oh, because we don't play every
one
team.
One of us in this room gets an urn
because we
for
don't.
AFLW.
You know,
only
Samantha,
one of us gets an urn. Do you get an urn from AFLW, Dave?
No, you know what? She goes, oh, that's right, because we don't play every team.
So then,
there's 10 rounds and you play eight.
Well,
you play.
Well, that's why I was confused because it's like, hang on, we definitely
they speak
play
Mexican
the
there too, do they?
Which is absurd to me that you don't play every
team.
That's
where I was going, Samantha. You work for the AFL. It just clicked in your head that you don't play everyone once.
No, I knew that we didn't play everyone once, but I didn't realise that now meant that there was a team from everyone.
Mm. So what about if you happen to play the 9 best sides?
Yeah.
You know, it's the inequality in the draw.
Mm.
But isn't that
I'm not happy with.
Conferencing?
You're not happy.
There's no conferences. It's just the ladder.
No, but the part that the... Oh, yeah. You're probably right. From Jimbo, what is a situationship?
It's a ship that
they're very prevalent these days.
It's a big sun cruiser that goes down there.
What is a situationship, Sam?
Are you genuinely asking what a situationship
is? Yes,
you wouldn't know because you've come from a generation of committed, loyal people.
Situationship.
These days, a lot of people are not committed nor loyal. Mostly, and I'm going to say it, mostly the men control the situationship. It's better
Excuse
for their
me?
Situation.
How fucking dare you?
It's better. How I'm dare sticking you? Out for the ladies here. It's more
it's disgusting.
So. People start dating and then at one point when you're in your courtship, you kind of have to decide, are we going to become... an item, and most of the time, men will drag that out to suit their situation a bit better, so that they can still have a little fun on the side without committing. Whereas the women are sitting there going, "Can we be in a relationship yet?" And they go, "I'm not quite ready."
Why are you so needy?
That's a perfect catchphrase of a captain of a situationship.
Fucking relax.
Why are you so needy? Why are you calling
now? What do I have to label something?
Here we go. This is brilliant. Do you have the handbook there?
Why do we have to be labeled?
Skipper's handbook for the situationship.
So are you saying that it's when you're in a relationship but you can still do roots on the side?
No. You haven't quite got the title. This is what Dane's saying. You haven't quite got the title of relationship. Let's say you
so
and
you
I
can
are
do
dating.
Roots on the side, as Ralph would put it.
Well, you shouldn't be by this point, is my point. So let's say we've been dating for like a couple of weeks and then a couple more weeks go by and then after about 3 or 4 months you're like, hey, Ralph, like, what is this? Are we going to like, –
are we a couple?
Are we a couple? And you're like, oh, I'm not quite ready yet. Like, don't pressure me. Like, you've been
calm
really
down.
Needy. Calm
exactly.
down. Like, it'll happen. We don't need to put a label on it.
You've already got your toothbrush at my house. That's all. That's enough.
And then with all the other six other people's toothbrushes, they're in the drawer. And then the girl sits down and goes, oh, okay, yeah.
Yours is a shaggy dog. It's shaggy.
I don't want to be too needy. Okay, no worries. No, he's right. We are pushing it. Oh, no, you're right, honey. We don't need a label. And then
this is why we're not an item, because you kept fucking carrying on.
Yeah, and then another 6 months go by and usually the woman goes, hey, just me again. Just check. Are we still like... I want to take you to this wedding. Like, can I introduce you as my boyfriend yet? And you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's only been 6 years. Why are you trying to ask me Do you know what I mean? Like, so that's
and
the situation.
While we're at it, you know, this man in child support.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So and they drag it out. The situationship gets dragged out to suit one of the parties' situation.
And but men don't call it situationship. It's fucking the women.
So you're just putting labels.
Hey, hey, exactly. Hey, hey, hey.
Exactly.
Does
it's
that
the
make
birthing,
sense?
It's the birthing partner.
So does that include your social media status? Because I'm from a different era, of course.
It's not on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook
if
official.
If it's
is
on Facebook it official, then it's no longer a situationship. It's a relationship.
Right. But you can't say it's a situationship on Facebook.
No, you can't. But you should be able
but
to.
What about,
many
on,
of them
what about on Instagram? How does that work?
Well, if you wanted to be a bit cheeky, you probably could, but I wouldn't.
Right.
Because then it'd probably end your situation.
Well, we're learning new things all the time.
You wouldn't put her on your Instagram.
No, absolutely not. That would be the surefire death of a situationship.
From Matt, how hard is doing a pod outside of football season? Math, science.
A pod?
Pod. Oh, well, in other words, because we had a week off last week.
Well, we had a lot of math, science last week.
Yeah.
But it is hard. It's hard doing
it's
it every
week.
It's
a big week for Ralph, though.
It is. It is.
Yeah. It's sort of 4 weeks work in a week.
This is very true.
Yes. So, and I had to give Dane a bit of a break from booking all our guests.
This is so very true.
Can we get someone famous?
No.
Okay.
I'm in a situationship.
From Jay Cav, I'll be in Melbourne in March. Need a special guest. Meet you at the Albion for a pint, Swatty. Is that a question or a statement?
March? Yeah, I'll be home by then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Up for a few brewskis down the Albion?
It's from Rick.
Well, I would have had 3 months worth of them, so probably might have to handbrake up on the Brucies by March.
It's from Rick.
Hang on, when are you planning on, like, obviously, you reckon you've got one more season of footy in you?
Yeah, good point.
So when are we
season training?
Yeah, when are we going to see Dane, like, just like, fuck this, retired life it is, hand me the Brucies and I'm sitting on the couch. Like, when are you going to blow out?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a big, like, I don't drink at home.
Mm.
Like, it's never interested in me just like having like 6 beers on the couch, fucking watching Home and Away. Well, because I don't like the taste of alcohol. Like I can obviously like I'd like a beer every now and then, but I don't fucking go home after a hard day. So I go fuck, I love a beer. Like, just give me some water. Mm. So I've never.
We're not going to see a blowout from Dane's.
Well, probably. Well, at some stage, I think the training and that stuff.
So you didn't hit the bottle during lockdown, did you?
No, only when I went to a mate's place.
You're a dickhead.
Why? Well, that's the only time I did. Well, Taylor's pregnant, so not like she was drinking. And last night, when I'd go to a mate's place, I'd have, you know, me week's worth in like that 15 hours I was there or whatever. And then I rode home one day and rode the wrong way. I was like, fuck, where do I go? I was like, this thing look familiar. Fuck, I rode like 15 minutes the one way, wrong way. I was like, fucking hell. It was like 3:30 in the morning. But yeah, one more year of footy, I'd imagine one more full book.
Yeah.
So like every week, you know, basically, yeah. And then I'll be 40. I'm obviously 40 in Feb, so that'll just about do. Then the year after, maybe just a couple special occasion ones, but no more probably like after June 30 games.
Are you auditioning for the media?
Am I auditioning for the
footy media? Once you stop playing footy, you reckon you'll be in the commentary boxes? Is that something you want to do?
No, not particularly, no. Well, listen, you know, never say never, but...
Is there something that could get you interested in doing it?
If I could speak freely, Ralph. I could speak freely. Like, you know, like, obviously that bus with that live stream game, I could do, like, commentary like that. Press red for Ed, where I could talk biasly about. But I think you'd be too, like... you wouldn't be able to... I wouldn't be able to say what I wanted. Which is very good. And I couldn't imagine being there on a Sunday Arvo, freezing cold, watching St Kilda play Freo in the pouring rain at the MCG. Not sure that's for me, but...
I don't know if St
Kilda
play
and then 3 hours and talk back afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why do they pay more in radio or TV?
Well, that's why I was asking if there's something that could get you interested.
Yeah. Well, financially,
I'll do... If you're a star in radio, because there's no... What's the old phrase? The old phrase about why a lot of big name people would do breakfast radio is that the TV pays for the garage and the radio pays for the house.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this may not come as a shock, Ralph, but if the money was right, there probably isn't a thing on the planet I wouldn't do. I'm willing to do anything if the price is right. Yeah, so
thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm here to fucking feed my family, Samantha.
Exactly.
If the price is right, I'll do anything.
This from Rick. Are you blokes with Optus? Thoughts on a punishment? I am.
Are you with Optus? Did it?
Wasn't fun.
How long were you out for?
Talk about luck. So people are. Talk about luck all the time with racing. The Optus thing hit on the Wednesday. It would have cost me a fucking fortune if it happened on the Tuesday or the Thursday.
Why Tuesday, Thursday?
Well, I couldn't run my business. So,
Why Tuesday, Thursday compared to Wednesday?
Well, I can't post my stuff, and it's
so
an online.
You do it on Thursday.
It's an online product, and yeah. So I can do my prep.
Yeah.
But to be able to post, and people wouldn't have.
Are they giving like a cashback incentive or something?
I got some email and it said you can as a thank you, you can go get an extra 100 waffles of data or something. I've got no idea what any of that meant.
Yeah.
That would make you more loyal to a company.
I can't wait for the tongue-in-cheek media, because after that hack happened with Telstra, Optus came out loud and proud about the fact that they hadn't been hacked, and look at us, we're the superior network. And now they've obviously fallen on their face. So I wonder if it's going to be Vodafone or if Telstra will snap back.
I genuinely don't know why anyone's with anyone but Telstra. They're pains in the ass. Yeah. They fucking suck, but they suck less than everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, unless you get bars everywhere and like internet. Like, they all suck. They're all fucking assholes. Mm. But Vodafone's not a thing anymore, surely. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, there's three, basically.
And everything else is Optus. But I guess I was with Telstra from like 15. Like, you know,
I was like that. Creatures of habit. Right up, and you know, and we got to put broadband in. So I got a good offer from Optus. Went over there. They've been good, except for that one thing, which is a bit like saying the you know, Thanksgiving Day turkey enjoyed himself until From Bryn, it's International Guacamole Day. Just wondering if Sam can give us a correct Mexican pronunciation. You fucked up one, Sam.
You fucked one goat. You go fuck it for life.
It's from Lachlan. Why do I get an erection feeding pigeons?
Why do you get an erection feeding pigeons?
I don't know if that's a question or just a statement.
That's just a life issue that you want to share with us.
Well, I hope he doesn't crack a fat on the way to work. Is that a pigeon noise? Pardon?
Maybe. Did you see that? I put it on Air Winston. That there's actually, you know, about there's a Harvard doctorate or something about, you know, we need to consider having sex with animals again.
Hang on.
Have you seen the horse video online?
Pardon?
Which old one? Mate is horse.
Mind you, I did get movement without a fear. Fight hit the lead. From JB
Can Edwards. I just say, this has been one of the most random fucking shows we have done. The shit we have spoken on here today.
From JB, fuck where you been. I had to talk to my missus lately instead of listening to this.
That's no so good. We're That's back. No
Sorry,
good.
JB, we're here.
From It's Been Ogram.
He's not in a situationship.
No.
He's manned up.
Hasn't he?
Yep. Three more. Good for you, Three JB. More. Thinking about buying a share in a tattoo shop. Any advice from Dane, please? And fuck the pies.
Oh,
excuse me.
Just threw that little jab in at the end.
Yeah, exactly. I like people hating the pies. It's about time.
Yeah.
Because because of our fly, and everyone was starting to like them again. Mm. Now that we won, I hope everyone hates us again. It's what we want at Collingwood.
My 2-year-old has been brainwashed by his pa and his uncle and the rest of his family, because now he says go pies, which dad is not happy about.
Perfect.
But
I did a thing with Bobby Hill the other night. Yeah. Man, yeah.
When a lot more than me. Do people need to fucking? I don't know what respectable Australian has a fucking flagpole on their roof anyway. But it seems that lately I'm still seeing on the top of houses. Like, we're not in America where you fly your American flag if you're in the army.
Fly Collingwood flag.
They're flying Collingwood flags on the top of their fucking houses, and it's
a religion.
November.
Yeah, well, if everyone else then, because everyone who's not Collingwood will go, oh, fucking move on. If your side out of won it. Mate, you'd be shouting from the rooftop still.
You're right.
We painted fences, the D's, after we won.
So, Stephen, during the game, during the grand final this year, there was a lot of pies.
Snorted cocaine when you D's won.
There was a lot of pie supporters.
As well. And
there was a lot of pie supporters in our house. And obviously, they were winning. And Stephen goes, we're still premiers for the next 3 minutes. That's a Cat supporter, obviously, from last year. So when are you a premier until the season starts in 2024? No, until someone else,
because COVID might happen and there might not be a game. I'm gonna create a pandemic if it looks like we're not going to win next year.
You did say you'd like another lockdown.
Well, I wouldn't mind just a couple of weeks. Yeah. I miss Dan.
Have you heard about round one?
Playing golf.
Have I heard about round one?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw the draw this morning.
It just came out this morning. So the D's and Swans. So it's going to be 4 games in the northern markets as a half round one. Because NRL's in Vegas.
Yeah, why don't we take the AFL to Vegas?
Would you be available? Pies?
I would figure it out. I would figure it out.
Pies are playing.
Once again, Ralph, mate, if it's the right pies, mate, I'll fucking do anything.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's a Saturday night game against GWS for the Pies to kick off.
That's who I was trying to.
Why GWS?
Well, they just want a good team against GWS, a good team against Melbourne, against Sydney.
Yeah, so who's going against Sydney?
Melbourne's.
The Brodie Grundy Cup. So and then Dimmer's playing so Gold Coast, obviously Richmond.
Yeah.
Richmond. Well, on Gold Coast.
Yeah. On the Gold Coast. And Brisbane, who's Brisbane playing?
Carlton.
Carlton.
Is that their
prelim? I suppose because the
final. The rest of them are having the week off, first week off.
What round is that? What week's that?
March 7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9 fast. I'll be home fucking 10 days. I'm straight into the footy.
Oh, sure. Jesus. People in Sydney.
I've got straight to Sydney.
And it's going
to
be.
Need you up there.
How do you feel about the Thursday night footy for the first 12 rounds or something like that?
I'm an advocate for Thursday night footy. Why isn't it all year round?
I'm unsure. I don't know if they've done the fixture after that. They often drop the fixture in.
They're saying it's going to be the first 14 weeks.
That's it.
Well, it's a bit. You know, when Reduced Choice would go in another. The teaser would come in. This is the teaser for the next TV rights deal.
Okay. Yeah,
if you want Thursday every week.
Yeah, makes you feel like the weekend started when it hasn't.
Yeah, no,
I like Thursday night footy.
Okay.
Two more.
What's spreads out the games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Stefan, what's Dane's bedtime routine?
Heavily influenced by children.
My bedtime routine. So witching hour starts about 4:35.
What about for the kids?
Yeah, absolutely. I put my bib on, sit in my high chair, smash food around all my face for however many hours. So that goes from five baths from probably 6 to 7. Girls go to, then bottle girls go down about five between 6:30 and 7. Tate probably goes down between 7 and 7:30 now.
Dane goes down
7:31. then I go upstairs, clean up. It's fucked up, stop. Then watch.
Are you David Beckham liking your cleaning?
No. I wouldn't do any if I wasn't forced to. Then shower. I went in bed by probably might have a little bit of a snack, see what's in the cupboard. Then probably shower and nap in bed by 8:30, watch an hour of TV. Then it lights out up at fucking 6:30 or something like that.
Back into it.
Yeah, it's no fun anymore. I used to be like a night owl. I used to be up watching TV until like 12, 1 then.
Yeah.
But I could, you know, wake up at 9 then go straight to training or no children. I could wake up whenever I wanted unless I had to come here. It's about when earliest I started and now. Yeah, now I'm asleep by probably 10 o'clock most nights and up by fucking 6:30 unfortunately. So it's. Yeah.
Sorry. And from Horn, best place to go in Italy. You've been to Italy?
Oh, I've been to Italy.
You've been?
Recent, yeah.
Yeah, well, you tell us. Give us something.
Our favourite place ended up being Sicily, to be honest with you. It was amazing. Away from the – wasn't as busy as, like, your main cities of Rome and stuff. Venice was – I've been to Venice before, but it was so fucking packed and overrated. Cinque Terre is good. If you don't have a pram, we ended up carrying the pram above our head for 4 days. But, yeah, I'd recommend Sicily. It's good down there.
Yeah.
You don't?
For pizza, I'd say Naples, but it's a shit city.
Lots of crime.
Yeah, but you get there, then you catch a train or something down to the Amalfi Coast.
Sorrento, yeah. Sorrento was good too, actually.
Rome was obviously cool to see with the Colosseum and that, but it's fucking hot there if you go in July. But it's food there's elite. Probably the Amalfi Coast, which fucking everyone says that was very nice. But I didn't like Positano as much. It's just fucking so far to walk, hilly. But yeah, down the Amalfi Coast is pretty cool. I haven't done a lot of Italy, to be honest. So.
We stayed in Sorrento and just either bused or ferried to Positano and Praiano and those like the hot spots so that we didn't stay in.
One of them is Lygon Street, I think. Lygon Street is one of my favourite parts of Italy.
End of part one.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.